Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Remember playing Midwest on Friday night all night long? Did you know you were writing history? The evolution of Bidwest has received warm responses from Bidwest players and black history enthusiasts across the USA. The evolution of Bidwest is an authoritative book containing the most comprehensive information ever published on the subject. It's now available at RonaldLAllen.com. The book covers every aspect of the game, from its origin and growth period to its international expansion. Get your autographed copy at RonaldLAllen.com today. Sit down tonight with friends to a game of Bidwest. Visit RonaldLAllen.com today.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Would you like to learn something new and exciting? Have you always had an interest in a subject but didn't want to spend a fortune going back to school? The Chicago Learning Center is the place for you. Learn about real estate, the stock market. Learn to be a voiceover artist. If you like to dance, there are classes on salsa and merengue. Interested in preparing a meal for your family? If so, CLC has cooking and baking classes. Want to know the ins and outs of being a handyman? Yep. Uh-huh. CLC has that, too, and much more. The Chicago Learning Center. Take a class. Relax. Treat yourself. No grades. No tests. Just fun. The Chicago Learning Center. 773-891-1999. That's the Chicago Learning Center. Call today. 773-891-1999.
From the Grammys, the NAACP Image Awards, the Oscars, and Fashion Week, Lady Ease is here to shape your curves and comfort. The My New Shapewear Collection is designed especially for women of color. Embrace your curves and look shapely and smooth in everything that you wear, from capris to work attire to that red carpet gown. Visit MyNews.com to choose your style and your color. You'll find My New Shapewear in Honolulu, Los Angeles, New York, and online at MyNews.com. Brown beauties, your best shape is yet to come at MyNews.com.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Hi, it's Wednesday. This is Diana Long with Art and Social Justice Issues. Today I have with me a group of young people, and we're talking about social justice issues, especially what's in the current events these days. And there is plenty to talk about. So I thought we would first each go around and say our names. And I'm Diana.
I'm Shana.
I'm Shari.
I'm Christine.
I'm Tramiel.
I'm Tatiana.
And today we have some youth from Chicago and some young people from China. And we're talking about all the mayhem that's going on in the United States right now. What with all the cases of police brutality and young black people getting killed and not asking for it, that's for sure. So we've been talking today about the issues of unfairness and racism in our country and the protests that have been going on and just, you know, like what can be done? How can we deal with this issue? And sometimes it just seems like there's not much that can happen, but we would also like to talk about some solutions. So we were talking about some of the thoughts that came up from listening and watching the speech that was given at the BET Awards, and there was a very eloquent presentation given by a young man there who won a humanitarian award. And he brought up several really good issues, and I thought was worth talking about. And one of the things for me was I thought, you know, it's really important to know history. It's really important to understand where people are coming from. And there were a lot of references made that if you weren't well read or had not studied history, you might not know what he was talking about sometimes. He talked about strange fruit. He talked about what black women have done historically in this country and the position that they've been in and how much they've given up. He talked about the young people that have been killed recently by police and how unfair and racist that seems to most of our population and how still there's no justice. He talked about a lot of things, and I'm going to ask some of our youth here what they remember from that speech, and I'm going to talk with Charmaine first. I'm going to ask her, I just brought up some of those things, and I'm going to ask Charmaine, what's one thing that was talked about in that speech that he gave, anything at all that you can remember that you would like to bring up and ask the rest of the youth to comment on? Trimel?
Yes, I would like to bring up when he said how officers managed to basically how they managed to not kill white people, find a way around killing white people every day, like, to kill blacks.
So yeah, he talked about how often officers of the law could de-escalate a situation where the offender, so-called offender, could de-escalate the situation if it was a white person, but that if it was a black person, often they would lose their cool and end up shooting the so-called offender. So could anybody address that? Charmaine, Trimel brought up that issue. So could you just address that? You know, what do you think about that? Why does that happen?
How to be racist at a young age, and how black hood is and that.
Tatiana, why do you think the officers react that way?
Because they feel that we are a danger to our society because we're not equal enough, or we haven't met their standards. We're not with the middle class men, so they feel like that we'll be better off if we basically went on the radar.
So blacks are sometimes automatically seen as being more violent. So
most blacks are labeled before they even get a chance to make a name for themselves or to make a life for themselves. All blacks is labeled, and they just feel that we don't need to be a part of their world.
Okay. You know, I noticed in our discussions that you seem very fatalistic a lot when we talk about these issues. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, that's how I feel because I have two boys, and I feel for their life because they are already labeled before they even get a chance to start school. They are already labeled. They were this or were that. Then their label is they're gonna go to jail when they get a certain age, or they're gonna die before they make 17. No, that's not right. People should be able to get a chance to dictate their own life before somebody else dictated for them.
So we were talking about possible solutions or things that could lead to solutions. So what could lead to a solution that Tatiana just brought up, like talking about changing how young men are viewed, young black men are viewed in our society? Could anybody address that? You know, what's an action that could be taken toward viewing young black boys and men differently in a more positive way? I want everyone to participate, so don't feel safe in your little spot in your little chair, everybody. Be prepared to say something.
I feel like we could have more like young black men step up and grow up and be more like politicians, put in positions of power.
Okay.
Therefore, they won't be looked at differently.
Okay. So try to groom
right.
young black men
yes.
for positions of power.
Yes.
Has anybody else got another idea? How could we change how black boys and young black men are viewed? Any other ideas? You got any ideas, Tatiana? Your boy's coming up. What are you going to do to try to help them be viewed differently?
Make their own decisions. If you see a crowd, walk away. Don't try to follow the crowd. Be your own person.
Mm-hmm.
Do what makes you happy. Don't follow up behind somebody else. It's not going to, should not dictate your life. Seeing people with name brands should not make you want to do the same thing. So be your own person and do what you feel you want to do. Just don't follow nobody else. Be a leader in your own way.
And I also feel that we have to change the stereotypes of how we display black youth on the television, on the media, period. We have to change the way we see it.
Sherry, what are some of the stereotypes of young black men or black boys? What are the stereotypes? How do people view black boys and black men? What are the stereotypes? What have you heard? You talked earlier about the media and how black men are viewed. How are they viewed? What's one thing?
The black people are, they are strong.
They are what?
They are strong.
Strong.
And maybe they like to, the media told us maybe they like to produce some dangers.
They're dangerous. Okay.
Yes. Before I came to America, I thought the black people, they are dangerous. I can't move to the district where the black are living. So this is my view of the
Thank
black.
You. Charmaine, what's another stereotype about black men or black boys? What's another stereotype? What is another thing that people think about?
They'll rob you.
That they'll rob you?
Yeah.
What's another stereotype? Anybody?
They're viewed as thugs and...
They're thought of as thugs?
Yes.
Yeah, just anything. Just throw it out if you can think of it.
All black males, when they get a certain age, they're going to be drug dealers and criminals.
They're going to be drug dealers and criminals. How silly is that, right? I mean, think about it. You know, I'm sorry, but that's just so ludicrous, you know? So these are some of the stereotypes about black males. And if you think about them, I mean, they are so incredibly silly to think that about a whole population of people. And yet a lot of people do think that. And why is that? Think about it. Why is that? We talked about that, too. It's a stereotype perpetrated by the media.
Right.
That's right. So we talked about the media earlier. So the media has helped produce these stereotypes. And how is that? I know how it is, but I would like to know what your impressions are. Where do those stereotypes in the media, how does the media do that? What kind of stories do the media project?
They tell all bad news based off their views and based off who gonna watch it, who tune into the news. They tell what they know is gonna catch people's attention.
All
yeah.
All negative.
If you look at the news, you might think that all black males do what? Rob stores and mug people and stuff. Because that's the only stories, for the most part, that you see the black males on. Now, it's starting to change a little bit, but it's still mostly like that. And that's because the media wants to put on such negative stories. You don't see how a black man is promoted to president of the bank. You know, one of the last meetings I went to, I sat down with a man who... He just got promoted to vice president of his bank. But do you think that made the news? No. So we're going to take a little commercial break. And while we're at the commercial break, I want you all to think about stereotypes and the kinds of ways people are portrayed in the media. And what can we do about that? Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about working toward a solution about how the media portrays stereotypes. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Thank you.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Listen to Tracy E. Lewis on Fridays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for the inside story on real estate investment. Coming up on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. is Diana Long with Art and Social Justice Issues. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., listen to Akeem Ugo with News 4, the passive real estate investor. Listen to CBBN Business Journal Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. and listen to The Tough Questions noon with host Sonia Cassandra Perdue. Visit us at Chicago's, that's Chicago with an S, Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. To be a sponsor, give us a call at 773-609-2226. To sponsor an upcoming episode, call us at 773-609-2226. Thank you.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Would you like to learn something new and exciting? Have you always had an interest in a subject but didn't want to spend a fortune going back to school? The Chicago Learning Center is the place for you. Learn about real estate, the stock market. Learn to be a voiceover artist. If you like to dance, there are classes on salsa and merengue. Interested in preparing a meal for your family? If so, CLC has cooking and baking classes. Want to know the ins and outs of being a handyman? Yep. Uh-huh. CLC has that, too, and much more. The Chicago Learning Center. Take a class. Relax. Treat yourself. No grades. No tests. Just fun. The Chicago Learning Center. 773-891-1999. That's the Chicago Learning Center. Call today. 773-891-1999.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. All black, all news, all you.
They're talented and they're smart. That's why Totally Positive Productions provides a special place where our youth can grow into the best that they can be. Parents, are you looking for a safe place where your child can meet new friends and learn new skills after school? Visit www.totallypositiveproductions.com to find out about their after-school and weekend programs. Follow Totally Positive on Facebook to stay up to date on free cultural enrichment, field trips, and talent shows. Volunteer, support, and donate at TotallyPositiveProductions.com. Let's not waste any more time. A child is waiting. Visit TotallyPositiveProductions.com today.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Let me tell you about the Peace Park of North London project. We are creating a peace park from a vacant lot, one part of the park at a time, one weekend at a time. We are volunteers wanting to make a difference. The park will be for the people of Chicago, especially the residents of North Lawndale. To see an example peace park, visit 2101 South Spalding at 21st Street. Would you like to help create a peace park in North Lawndale? Please RSVP for the date, time. You can help by leaving a message on 773-542-9126 or send email to contact@urbanartretreat.com. We work each Saturday and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. and other times. Please join us this summer and fall.
So we're back from commercial break, and I've asked the young people here to be thinking about how social media and the kinds of stories they choose to spotlight increases stereotypes about people and what we can do as individuals to make change. How can we get media to change their ways? So I'm going to start with Charmaine and ask her what idea she came up with. So, Charmaine, what idea can you throw out there?
We start, like, posting
talking about positive stuff that's going on, and maybe news start showing it more.
So you're talking about posting online positive stories. Oh, okay. Sherry, what idea did you come up with?
I think it's very difficult to figure out. I think it's a problem, it's a historical problem. But I think about two ways we can figure out this problem. The first, I think most of the black people used to hear about the stereotype of the media they post on themselves. But I suggest them to you should be first to be angry about this. You should defend yourself, your rights to solve this problem in the legal way. In legal way, yes. And the second way, you should try to make yourself better, and maybe someday you could have the right to public to talk about your opinion about the black people. Maybe someday you have the right to do this.
Well, we all have the right to do that right now.
But
we're talking about how can we change media.
Maybe you have to. I can transfer it to.
So we're specifically trying to find out what are ways that individuals can change media, can change the news people, get them. Okay.
Maybe sometime you can hold the microphone to speak up what you're thinking about this. Maybe you can go to the TV program and you have the microphone to speak up what's your opinion.
Okay, great. Terrific. Christine, what idea did you come up with?
I just thought the black people should do some positive things. And so the media will put the positive things in the news.
Well, they already do positive things. We all do positive things. How can we get the media to cover those stories? That's what we're saying, that there's lots of positive things that we all do, but the media chooses to report on the negative
because
ones.
All the white people hold the microphone. They do what something they get the big profit of them. So if the black people hold the microphone, they can speak up.
Well, it's not even what color you are. They just like to show negative stories. You see what I'm saying?
But they didn't show the negative story about the white often. Right? It's not the white, it's the black. They show the negative story about the black, not the white. So
and Trimel, what did you come up with?
Well, since the media likes to display negative things, I just feel like we should display more positive things ourselves within the media. So we could try to, like, change our image.
Do you have an idea about how to get that in the media?
I have no idea yet, but
you're thinking about it? Okay. Tatiana, did you come up with an idea?
We can petition for our voice to be heard, or to yeah, for our voice to be heard, or we can write a letter to the news people and let them know, like, we as the blacks don't appreciate the way that that they're portraying us to be these type of people that we're not.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't see the good side or the struggle that we go
mm-hmm.
through to make it up. They're not offering enough blacks a job. It's hard for a person with a background that's not even 7 years old to get a job. And then when they're 7 years old, you got to go through all these classes and then come up with this money to pay to get it expunged. They're not offering no type of help. You want blacks to be different, then offer some type of help. They just want to see us go through this so they have something to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And us going through this, it's adding more stress to us and our family. So it's kind of hard, but we can write letters or petition or protest for them to stop portraying us like this.
So there were some ideas there just now. It's not like it's hopeless. There are things that people can do. So perhaps a part of our program this summer, we might try some of those things. The thing about these kinds of issues where you feel life is unfair, it's going to be very depressing unless you take action. When you take action, you feel like you have more control. When you feel like you have no control, it is very depressing, and it can lead to an unhappy life. And that's why a lot of people give up. You see people standing on the street corner. You see people succumbing to a negative lifestyle. And that's because they have given up. They think there's no alternative. Well, if that's what they're going to think about us, well, we're just going to do whatever. You know, we're going to give up. We're just going to live out our stereotype. Well, if you do something and you're being active, you're being an activist, then you feel like maybe there's a chance. So I want to thank all of you today for participating. I know that it's not easy always to speak up, to have an opinion, to know the right words to say, and to speak loudly. But sometimes we need to practice that, okay? Because it's good for us. It's good to speak up and to have a voice. And when we practice that, it helps and it makes a difference. So, again, thank you so much for talking with us today on the radio. And Caesar will be sending you all a link. And for those of you who listen to our program, thank you for listening. This is Diana Long with Art and Social Justice Issues. And today we've been speaking with some young people. It's very good to hear all of you talk, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And we'll be talking with you again next week. So maybe next week, who knows, we might come up with some fresh new ideas. You never know. And maybe people will get a little bit more excited. I know that I got more excited when I found that there were things that I could do that made me feel less helpless. Because when I felt helpless was when I felt hopeless. And when I started finding things that I could do, I felt less hopeless, and it made me happier. So all is not lost. There are things that we can do. And we're going to try some this summer and see what happens. So good job, everybody. Good job. Thank you. Bye-bye now.